I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a few minutes with me. Come on down. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. High five. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Brave New Year. Brave New Year. Brave New Year. Oh, wow. Oh, that's really good. Do you pitch at all? No? You know how to pass a football? Eagles could use you today. No? All right. Well, listen, thanks so much for being here. Happy New Year for sure. It's a new year. Did you know that January 1st is just a day on the calendar? Do you know that? But that means every day can be a brand new year, depending on where you count it from, right? So January 1st doesn't steal all the thunder for a happy new year. No, 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 no. Because we know when we read the Bible, we know that God put us on this planet for a real cool reason. He wanted to show us his love and wanted us to show God's love to others. And so in our experience of this, we don't have to wait for New Year's to do that. We could do it every single day. And I hope that you have a great new year. And I hope that you learn lots of fun stuff, that you find new ways to grow and serve, and that you just have a bang out year. So next year this time, you could tell me all about it. Hey, listen, we have something going on up here. Do you notice anything different, anything the same? Right up here, right here. Focus, focus, right here. Just right here. Right here. What's different about here? This is our story about Jesus' birth, right? Hey, what's different here?
There's not the animals.
That's right, the animals. Oh my gosh, where'd they go? Right, the animals. What else is not here? You can come a little closer. Come over here. Yeah, come over here. What else? The manger's not here, right? The barn that they stayed in, right? That's right. The shepherds are not here, right? That's right. So all we have are Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And because it's all really about Jesus, the story about Christmas is really all about Jesus. The story of a happy new year is all about Jesus. And the story about a brave new year is all about Jesus. So we don't have the manger here because shortly after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph, they traveled back to Bethlehem. Again, they just got a house, but they left the manger because they were only there when Mary was giving birth, and she couldn't find anywhere else to give birth to a baby. So they found a place to stay, and that's where they were hanging out. But sometime after that, could be as many as 2 years later, Jesus could have been 2 years old. So probably no longer in a crib, right? Can you imagine Jesus as a toddler? I mean, just amazing. So Jesus was actually probably walking around, and Mary and Joseph are in a home, and they are just there enjoying the blessings that God has blessed them with, just like you and I can do every single day of the year. But they had some visitors at the door. And do you know who came by? The wise men came by. That's right. They knocked on the door and said, hey, we are the three wise men. And we have come to bring gifts for the king. Now, Joseph, of course, he looks at himself. He says, I'm not a king. And Mary looked at herself and says, oh, I'm not a king. I wonder who they mean. Who did they mean? Jesus. Jesus is a king. But he was just a toddler. But everybody grows up and learns. It says in the Bible that Jesus grew in wisdom and in strength and in favor with God and all the people. And so Jesus grew just like you grow every day. So he had a gift from the wise men. And the wise men brought, if you had three wise men, how many gifts did they have?
Three.
That's right. So we have here a representation of the gifts that the wise men brought. And do you know what those three gifts were?
One was gold.
That's right. One was gold. What's another one? Anyone?
Frankincense.
That's right. And what was the third one? You know? Myrrh. That's right. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I have in this very special, very ornate container, I have a representation of, well, not the gold. We don't do gold here at Cold Spring Church. But we are very cool with the frankincense and myrrh. And here inside, you will see that we have pieces of authentic, from Israel, authentic pieces of frankincense and myrrh. The myrrh are the larger pieces here. The myrrh was used back in Jesus' day as an ointment to prepare bodies for burial. But it was very costly. It was very special, only used for that special occasion when you would respect the person who passed and you would wrap them in this special ointment made from myrrh, because Jesus gave his life for us, and that represents the death of Jesus. And the frankincense is really a very special gift that was given to celebrate royalty. And the gold celebrated royalty as well. So what we want to do this year in our brave new year is to give gifts to other people. And are you ready to give God gifts as you come across things? Yes, to offer service to others and service to God? Well, then why don't you pick some frankincense and myrrh. You could take one of each. The larger ones are the myrrh, and the smaller ones are the frankincense. Take one of each of those. Don't be too picky. They're all about the same. Oh, no, that one knows better. No. Here, this one here. There you go. Excellent. Some myrrh and so frankincense. And these you could keep with you. You could put them on your table, put them in your drawer. But every time you see them, I want you to remember that the three wise men were called what kind of men? They were wise. And they were wise because they presented themselves and these representations, these gifts to God. And every day you present your life to God. And you're an incredible gift. You're much better than gold and much better than frankincense and much better than myrrh. But these, I hope, remind you of the gift that you are. And later, as the congregation leaves today, the children will be helping distribute some gold, or no gold at Cold Spring Church, frankincense and myrrh, if you'd like to take some, if you'd like to be a gift and be reminded of the gift you are to God as well in our brave new year. Let's pray.